The Democratic Party is holding its national convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Vice President Joe Biden set a major theme of the convention when he was in Detroit on Labor Day. He spoke to ralliers about the government rescue of General Motors and Chrysler. He says America is better off today because of the bailout. And today, United Auto Workers President Bob King will speak at the convention. Jack, why is the auto bailout so important to this election?
Well, of all the bailouts, of course, all the bailouts are controversial, Christina, but of all the bailouts, the auto bailout is the one that seems to be the greatest success. And most people would agree, especially in this part of the world, that the bailouts worked, that they saved the auto companies. And the administration is sort of proud of that, and they also want to mobilize auto workers in Michigan and perhaps especially Ohio to come out and vote for them as a result. So this is probably their best selling point when it comes to the economy.
Now, yesterday, there were some dramatic developments when it comes to teacher retirement funds. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's kind of complex, Christina. The governor signed these new teacher retirement bills into law, which would mainly move teachers from a defined, what's called a defined benefits program, where they know they're going to get a certain amount in their pensions, to a defined contribution, which it would all depend on how much they put in. And basically, it would cost the state less and teachers would get less, but the teachers' unions won a restraining order even before he signed that. Meanwhile, another court, they had earlier caused retired teachers to pay 3% into their health coverage, and courts had reversed that, the money sitting in escrow. So what this means is there's going to be probably a protracted court fight over this. In the case of the bills the governor signed into law changing the nature of the retirement program, the teachers' unions argued that the teachers have to make a decision on what they want to do in less than 2 months, and the teachers' union said that's not enough time. They got a judge to delay the implementation of this at least for some time until she studies it. Ironically, the judge in this case is the same judge who's going to be the one-person grand jury in the vote-rigging corruption scandal in Grand Rapids. So the plot gets thicker and more complex.
And finally, today, voters in the 11th Congressional District in Southeast Michigan go to the polls to choose a temporary replacement for Republican U.S. Representative Thaddeus McCotter. This is after McCotter quit in July, after it was discovered that petition signatures were forged or copied in at least two of his campaigns. Who do you think has the best odds to take over McCotter's position?
Well, first of all, they aren't really choosing replacement. This is a primary. They're choosing candidates in the Democratic and the Republican Party to run against each other in November for a term that lasts 2 months, in which they'll serve in Congress maybe 10 days. And this is costing local communities about $700,000. In some cases, the district boundaries have changed, so people are going to be voting for two different people for congressmen. And in fact, the Democrat who won the primary for the full two-year term, Dr. Taj, told me he's not running in the special election because he thought it might confuse voters who would see his name on the ballot twice. So who is likely to win? On the Republican side, probably Kerry Bentivoglio, the man who won the primary. Indeed, his was the only name on the ballot for the two-year term. Although there's four or five Republican candidates, Democrats have just one name on the ballot. But again, this is where spending a lot of money for a two-month appointment that is essentially meaningless.
All right, Jack, as always, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Christina.